This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Edward Kiffney, EDWARDKIFFNEY. Date of birth 12-12-1947, date of appointment 1-13-2026. Requesting physician Joshua Carlson, JOSHUACARLSENMD. Dear Dr. Carlson, I have the pleasure of seeing Edward Kiffney today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 78-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who blacked out two times. One time he just stood up and fell. Second time he was going to bathroom and he blacked out. There was no warning. He woke up immediately. Short period of unresponsiveness. No confusion, no tongue biting, no incontinence, no frothing from the mouth, no shaking movement, CT of the head echocardiogram, CT angiogram of the head and neck, and MRI of the brain done in St. Mary's Hospital. MRI of the brain done. Sign of old infarction, right frontal temporal region. CTA shows occlusion of the right carotid artery. He already had 1 month of heart monitoring, which is negative. His blood pressure medication was lowered, period. He was seen by vascular surgeon and cardiologist, period. Past medical history, stroke, right internal carotid artery occlusion, emphysema, tobacco abuse, chronic anemia, syncope, upper respiratory tract infection, osteopenia, arteriosclerotic cardiovascular disease, COPD, peripheral vascular disease, femoral artery, stenosis with the stent, gait ataxia, leg cramps, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, past surgical history, stent in the right leg, allergy, bee venom, protein, honeybee, venom, wasp, medication, albuterol, amlodipine, and norelepta, aspirin 81 milligram, atorvastatin 40 milligram, cholecalciferol, cilostazol, clopidogrel 75 milligram, codeine, guafenazine, epinephrine, gabapentin 300 milligram, ibendronate, lisinopril, nicotine, social history, smoke 15 cigarettes per day, drink beers over the weekend, 3 to 5 cans. He is married. He lives with his wife, have 2 children, family history, mother disease with Alzheimer disease, father disease, MI. 2 sister, 1 disease with cancer, 1 alive and healthy, 2 brother, 1 disease with also cancer and Agent Orange. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found that he is having bruising of the skin, shortness of breath, leg pain on walking, high blood pressure, and blackout spell. Physical examination, blood pressure sitting 140 over 70 steps. Standing 130 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurology, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, but edema of the ankle present. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no facial dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is decreased on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, action tremor of the hands present. Motor system examination, strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pain, prick and vibratory sensation on both hands and feet. Gait, he cannot walk on a straight line. Assessment, and 78-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, syncope. Number 2, rule out seizure. Number 3, stroke in the left, rewrite again. Number 3, stroke in the right frontotemporal region. Number 4, right sided carotid occlusion. Number 5, gait ataxia. Number 6, essential tremors. Next paragraph. His syncope is due to the hypotension. Consider decreasing the blood pressure medication. I would like to order EEG. I would like to continue aspirin 81 mg PU daily, clopidogrel 75 mg PU daily, and atorvastatin 40 mg PU daily. I advise him to be well hydrated all the time. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.